You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 532.
On Now You Know. So hey Tesla, we haven't gotten FSD 14 yet on any of our Teslas.
Come on, it's been over a week now.
But the white hat hacker Green spotted these in upcoming code.
New Autopilot Viz assets came: ambulance, fire truck, garbage truck, and school bus.
Well, that's cool. Maybe they'll be in like 14.2.
I hope so.
If we get it.
Want to help make Grokopedia?
Remember how we reported that Elon had promoted Diego Bassini to head XAI's data annotation team? Well, Diego posted, "We're looking for 1 to 2 excellent engineers to work on political bias at XAI. You will build the world's most truth-seeking model alongside a small, extremely high-taste team. DMs are open."
Pretty.
Interesting. I wonder what a political engineer looks like.
So has Tesla launched a futuristic new motorbike?
What are you talking about?
This. It's all over the internet. Oh my gosh, I can't wait to ride it. I wonder how fast it'll go. Maybe you could zip into another dimension.
Hang on. What? That's not real. That's a movie tie-in with Disney's new Tron Ares movie. So just like Optimus was at the movie premiere in Hollywood last week.
But I got this software update on the Cybertruck.
Yeah, it appears to be Tesla's first ad partnership with a movie studio. They call it Tron Mode.
I mean, it makes sense. You've got a fleet of over 8 million cars worldwide with giant screens in them.
Right. If Disney pays Tesla a lot of money to turn Teslas into Tron light cycles, then you take their money and you do this. It costs Tesla basically nothing. It's fun for your fleet of customers and it promotes the movie.
Kind of a win-win-win.
Biodigital jazz, man.
Yeah, this is going to be a new revenue stream for Tesla, which we'll be discussing today on our Patreon investor bonus story. So please join us. Thanks to Raycon for sponsoring this episode.
It's Raycon's anniversary and the Essential Open Earbuds are 30% off.
Honestly, these have become a big part of my daily grind. Whether I'm working or just winding down, they fit right in and make everything feel a little more fun.
I really like that they're open, so I can have them on low and still go about my day and even have a conversation while I listen to music.
Yeah, they're sleek, smart, and way cooler than your average earbuds. Raycon's Essential Open Earbuds keep your ears open while still delivering crystal clear sound.
They sit just outside of your ear canal so you can stay tuned into traffic, coworkers, or whatever's happening around you without losing out on the music or podcast quality.
Lightweight and all day comfortable, and they don't feel bulky. And the secure fit means they stay put, whether I'm out on an adventure or inside grinding through my to-do list. I also really like that it has capacitance touch, so I can pause them or move to another track while wearing them.
Raycon delivers the same premium audio quality as the big brands, but at half the price. Add in over 3 million happy customers and a 30-day happiness guarantee, and there's zero reason to overpay.
36 hours of battery life, 8-hour earbuds, plus 36-hour case equals days of nonstop listening.
Click the link in the description box or go to buyraycon.com/nowyouknowopen to get 30% off the Essential Open Earbuds.
Thanks to Raycon for sponsoring this episode. All right, it's time for some SpaceX news. I wonder if there's any news. Oh, yeah. SpaceX launched their Flight 11 Starship yesterday, a super successful test flight using a reused heavy booster with successful splashdown happening of the booster in the Gulf of America.
And as we're starting to get into the denser part of the atmosphere, the booster is using four hypersonic grid fins to guide itself through atmospheric entry towards its landing site.
So booster is going to see a bit of a harder thing.
Booster landing, we'll start it. Booster landing, burn shut down.
And there we heard it. Booster landing, burn shut down. We saw a 13-5-3 V3 demonstration. And into the water we go.
That is just incredible to watch the heavy booster, which has the thrust of 64 Boeing 747 airplanes re-landing.
So SpaceX removed a lot of heat shield tiles for this flight to see what would happen, because this was the last flight of a version 2, and this was not really expected to be a smooth landing.
Yeah, flying at 25,000 kilometers an hour, they targeted the exact same point in the Indian Ocean as Flight 10.
Here's our landing burn. Three down to two.
Starship has landed.
See, it looks just the same.
Oh, yeah, I recognize that water.
Oh, remember that water?
And before the flight, I was watching the pre-flight live stream, and this guy made a cameo.
And we've got a special guest here.
Today. What the?
We're live.
What's up, guys?
How's it going? Good to see you, boss.
Hi.
Hey. How's work going?
Good. We're live right now.
What the?
Yeah. Getting ready for Flight 11.
Say hi.
How are you feeling for it?
Good. This is the first time that I'm going to be actually outside standing and watching the rocket. Because normally I'm in mission control and stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
But now I'll be standing out in the garden there.
Okay.
So...
Awesome.
It's really going to be much more visceral.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going
to
feel
great
it.
Place
it's going to
watch.
Be, it's going to be, in, it's going to be awesome. We'll be in here this time, but usually we're out there watching. Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
Good luck.
Later.
And have fun.
Have fun.
Elon was in a good mood. That was really nice to see.
Elon said, great work by the SpaceX team. Gwynne Shotwell, president of SpaceX, says, I love Elon Musk and this incredible team. Go SpaceX.
And Elon posted the heart emoji.
Elon then posted, the rocket came back from space at hypersonic speed and then hovered at a precise position. So what you're seeing here is something that really didn't come up on the SpaceX video, but take a look at this.
The Margaritaville Hotel has a better view, but that is a successful boost landing burn ignition. And we seem to have down selected
all 13
now,
engines
slowing
lit
down.
Up.
Wonderful news. We're going to see that hover over the Gulf and then a shutdown of those Raptor engines. There's the hover.
It's with
and
here three comes engines
shutdown.
There. Wow.
Whoa.
That's an incredible shot. Here, it here comes an explosion.
Boom.
As advertised. And there is your rad, because that was planned, everybody. That is not
exactly.
An unexpected outcome.
Yeah. So it hovered in midair, a freaking 15-story building.
This, you said, beautiful. When do you think the tower will catch the ship? Because remember, they catch the booster.
Exactly. Not this particular time. And so Elon said, springtime, that should be the next time that we actually catch the ship.
Oh, the ship?
Yeah, the first time.
Because we've only caught the booster.
Right.
The ship would have to kind of go all the way around the Earth, come back in, do the reentry, and then land back at the tower.
Which they practiced on this flight. They did the flip that they're going to need to do to do that. So yeah, that worked out. And Elon posted world's most advanced bakery.
SpaceX has opened a bakery?
Kind of. Let's let Tyler and Dan explain.
Our ship's heat shield is the linchpin to full and rapid reusability. We can't launch, land, refuel, and launch again if we have to spend months refurbishing the heat shield after every launch, like they did in the space shuttle program. So, in a future where Starship is flying several times a day, many, many thousands of heat shield tiles will be required. So, yeah, we need to get cooking on those tiles, which is exactly what's happening inside the fully automated bakery down at the Cape. In just 3 years, tile production at the bakery has surpassed the total number of tiles produced during the 30 years of the shuttle program. To go from the raw material to a finished tile, it takes about 40 hours. And today, the bakery is producing about 1,000 tiles a day. But it's set up to produce enough tiles for 10 ships per month, which is about 7,000 tiles a day, or a tile off the line every 13 seconds. So yeah, the bakery is well on its way to providing Starship with all the tiles for missions to Mars and beyond. And for today's flight, we've made a modification to the heat shield tiles. Dan, do you mind filling us in on what's being referred to as the Crunchwrap tile?
Absolutely. Always love to get to do a little show and tell. So we've got thousands of these heat shield tiles covering Starship. Now, they're kind of all next to each other. There's a small gap in between all of them. You got to leave a little bit of space as that metal underneath will expand and contract. That way they don't crunch into each other and start breaking. However, that lets some of that plasma kind of seep through, and we see really high heating on the sides and then down on the metal. To help fix that, we have this, the crunch wrap that everyone has heard about. So we take essentially that's called Vulcan felt that we then wrap around. And so as these tiles are next to each other, you've got a small bit in between that's going to help offset that heating. It's just one of the ways we're continuing to iterate on this heat shield, getting towards rapid reusability. Hopefully it's going to help Starship live Moss. You know, everything is just going to get us to that end state of a fully and rapidly reusable vehicle.
Enough tiles for 10 Starships per month? That is quite a bakery.
I feel like they should make edible tiles. Wouldn't that be cool?
Ooh, fund your space agency through bake sales?
Yeah.
What,
you know,
flavor?
Like the Boring Company did it through, you know, yeah. not a flamethrower.
Would they be chocolate? Dark chocolate?
Post down below. I mean, it could be different.
I'm not
flavors.
A big dark chocolate kind of guy.
I am.
Okay.
But chocolate chip? I don't know.
Chocolate chip. I mean,
well, what was it the other day that we covered? The crow nut? And Elon said, the heat shield tile is insanely hot. Yeah, they could come out of the oven really hot. And if you're excited to watch Starship's next launch, because it will be the first V3 or Block 3 with upgrades like new Raptor 3 engines, 3 grid fins instead of 4, and a whole bunch of other improvements, well, may we suggest perhaps what Cybertruck said, which is Cybertruck's sound system makes you feel like you're right next to the launch pad.
3, 2, 1...
If you get peckish, you can do what Zach from Black Model 3 did. Starship liftoff live at the Tesla Diner.
I can't decide which one looks more fun.
You can do both.
It's true.
Drive your Cybertruck to the diner, watch it in the thing, have the thing.
Get a burger.
Yep.
All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. Don't forget to enter for your chance to win a Tesla Model Y front cooler that we have over there.
We've got Patreon bonus stories for just $1 a month for our lovely patrons.
So we'll see you guys over on Patreon right now. And we're back from the Patreon bonus stories. Time for our shout outs. Who do we got today?
We've got Khalil Branch,
Adrian Warner,
Jorge Barrios Colon,
Melody of 1974,
and Stephen F. Schutler. Thank you so much for supporting us. We can't do this work without you.
All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week. George posted, NBC News just went to the border and the reporter was shocked at how much things have changed under Trump. The last time I was in Eagle Pass was 2 years ago and I saw more migrants crossing a single point in one day than I had in 9 years.
Elon said a lot of people still don't believe that mass illegal immigration was actively promoted by the Biden administration, even though it was utterly obvious.
Dirty Tesla posted, if someone is going to back into you, FSD 14.1 is smart enough to back out of the way.
And Elon said, real world AI.
I can't wait to get it!
I know.
This article about Western executives who visit China are coming back terrified because of all the robots.
And Elon says, wait until you see what Tesla does with Optimus.
Elon says, Grok Imagine now does the fastest text to video on the internet. And soon Grok Imagine will have longer sequences with multiple scenes and camera angles automatically integrated. This article about XAI making video games.
Elon said XAI is going big into video games because I love and play video games. Making money is a secondary concern.
Seems like he does that with every company.
He does that with almost everything.
I like electric cars. And Elon said the logo's now complete. Macro hard.
Take that, Microsoft.
Tommy Robinson posted a huge thank you to Elon Musk today. Legend.
And Elon posted heart emoji.
And that's because Elon paid for his legal defense. Elon said, those who have lived a sheltered existence don't realize that there are real wolves out there. NVIDIA posted celebrating the DGX Spark shipping worldwide starting Wednesday as our CEO, Jensen Huang, just hand-delivered some of the first units to Elon, chief engineer at SpaceX today in Starbase.
Elon says, thanks for the DGX Spark. This is roughly 100 times more compute per watt than the DGX-1, the first ever dedicated AI computer that Jensen gave me at OpenAI back in 2016.
And then Elon posted, I guess I must tilt my head like that a lot.
And Elon said, we'll add this little puppy to the data center.
The governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, posted the largest, most powerful rocket successfully launched from Texas today. Congrats to SpaceX.
And Elon says, Texas is the maker state.
Walter Isaacson said this about Elon when the book came out. His parents got called in to see the principal, who told them, we have reason to believe that Elon is retarded.
Elon says they were at least half right.
And then, of course, Elon has fun with memes of all sorts. And he said, what's life without a little fun?
That's Meme Street down at Starbase.
Yep.
In Starbase, Texas. And Elon said this is a real painting at Starbase.
All right, it's time for community mail time. So I guess we got a little Tesla guesser?
Yes, but before we get started with Tesla guesser, a very special new member of the Now You Know community.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. It's Waylon, Catherine, and Zachary. It's a big day for us. Just coming home from the hospital with our first child. FSD is bringing us home safe and sound. And now you know.
Welcome, Zachary.
Do I get to count that on my list of kids named after me?
Is your name Zachary?
Well, not officially, but they're going to call him Zach. I'm putting that in the win column.
Zach's name, just in case you were going to name your kid. His name is Z-A-C.
Right.
Zach.
Initial spell the name.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. So what do we got for a Tesla guesser today?
Where in the world is this Tesla?
Okay. Let's start off with an easy one. Jeff sent this one in. No hints, but extra points if you can guess the exact city.
From this picture?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you get an extra point if you get...
Can I get a hint?
No.
Okay.
Figure it out.
Okay. Wow. All right. That's a hard one. How about this one?
This one would be very hard until I give you the hint and if you've been following along with Tesla Guesser. This will give you a fighting chance. Aku sent this one in.
Oh, he sent one in before.
Yeah.
Oh, where was
so
he from?
You might be able... Where's he and from? It's from the same day.
Oh,
and from the same place.
Oh, okay. I can't remember.
This is a context one.
Yeah. Okay. What's this one?
Chris spotted these two Tesla validation vehicles. Guess where?
You know, I think people who know a lot about trees, it's going to be helpful,
interesting.
Right? Because interesting. I feel like we don't, I mean, asphalt's all the same pretty much.
We get a lot of pictures. So thank you, Chris, because that makes it a little bit easier.
Yeah. Hopefully. I think you might want to pause and like look at license plates and stuff. Okay. All right. How about this one?
All right. This one is... perhaps a little harder.
Oh, I think I might know it.
So someone named Andrew sent this in.
Oh, it looks so familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. How about this one?
Paul sent in a down view here. Paul sent in this double. We're looking just for the country here. Although you can give yourself extra points if you get the city right.
Oh, how about like on the sign there? Is there information that would help?
Oh, don't give it away.
Okay. I don't know. All right. So we're going to do the answer at the end?
Yeah, we're going to do answers at the end. So stick around.
All right. All right, it's time for Supercharger Reviews. Let's see what people have found out there in the world.
Hi, Glenn here at the brand new V3 Supercharger in Sturgeons Bay, Wisconsin. It's in Door County. It's located at an American Inn. And behind me is a McDonald's. And next to that is a BP. And if I spin back around here, behind me on the backside of this little berm here in the parking lot is a Target. So it has some things if you need it for food, restrooms, other grocery shopping needs. I give it a 7 out of 10, basically due to its location. Now you know.
Hey, Zach and Jesse. Graham from the UK here. We're in day 9 of our road trip round France to watch Scotland in the Rugby World Cup. We've stopped at Rodez in France for a supercharge on the way to Montpellier. As you can see, we've got a lovely chateau in the backdrop here. Other than chateau, there's not much else around here, but there is 6 V3 superchargers. Now you know.
Welcome to the Triadelphia, West Virginia supercharger. 8-stall V3 in the back of a Sheetz, kind of adjacent to the Holiday Inn Express over there. Really nothing to do here but the Sheetz. There's a Cabela's and a bunch of shopping and dining kind of around the Cabela's, but not walkable from here. So I'm going to give it a 6. It's fine, but just not that much to do if you don't want to eat at the Sheetz.
Thank you so much for doing Supercharger Reviews. Again, we have a map on our website where you can upload your own Supercharger Reviews. So if you're like planning a trip, you can see what the Superchargers will be like and you might decide to skip some and go to others.
Okay. I want to go back to the Tesla guesser. What's the first one?
The first one, Santa Clarita, LA County, California.
Used to live there. I couldn't even pick that up. All right. Second one from Aku.
Finland.
Oh, right. He's from Finland. Okay.
But it's Cybertruck in Finland.
I know. I was totally not thinking that. All right. How about these validation vehicles?
Wiley, Texas. Chris said that they were driving parallel next to each other down the road.
Where's Wiley? Let us know in the comments.
I'm assuming it's next to Coyote. And it just can never catch up to Roadrunner.
You never get there. All right, this one's a mountain. I just don't know which one it is.
That's Pike's Peak.
Oh, that's why it looked familiar.
Yeah, that's Stonewall. That's right. Where Randy Pope smashed his Model 3, right?
Interesting. All right, how about this one?
This one is in Auckland, New Zealand.
Oh, I never would have guessed
that. So if you got New Zealand, wow. Congratulations. If you get Auckland, I mean, well, wow. not to be mean to anyone from New Zealand, but there aren't that many big cities in New Zealand.
True.
So.
True.
That was an easier guess to get the city. So that's why I only give you the country.
Wow. All right. Good job there. Let us know down below how well you did.
And if you live somewhere cool, take a picture of a Tesla.
Even
send
if it's
it
not
in.
Cool.
Even
if,
yeah.
It's cool to someone.
Especially if it's confusing.
Right.
That's even more fun.
Thank you so much for joining us today, everybody.
We'll see you on Thursday. Now you know.